Flora Lichtman is here with our video pick of the week. Happy New Year to you, Flora.
Happy New Year, Ira.
You got a good first of the year video for us.
I think so. The question is, what happens when you levitate fruit flies? This is a question that Richard Hill, a physicist at the University of Nottingham, was wondering and executed in his lab. Can you imagine what would happen?
Is it like a trick? Levitating?
I know it's that.
Do that? I mean, you put a hoop around them to show there's nothing holding them up?
Actually, the technology of this is kind of the part that I liked the most. Yeah. It turns out, Richard Hill says, that we are all a tiny bit magnetic, just a really itsy bitsy bit. And we, anything with electrons is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a repulsive force. So if we interact with a magnetic field, we're sort of very slightly repelled by it. We're a little bit repulsive. But
speak for yourself.
Yeah, just I will speak. I am a little bit repulsive.
I'm a lot repulsive, so I'd really be levitating, but go ahead.
Right. So if you have a very powerful magnet, mm-hmm. you can feel this force. And that's what they have. They have a superconducting solenoid magnet at the University of Nottingham, which is basically a lot of wire coiled up mm-hmm. with a ton of amps running through it.
Super cold, right? Super
and liquid helium to keep it cold.
Yeah.
So this produces a big magnetic field, big enough so that this slight repulsion that all objects feel can be used to push them into the air and levitated. So they have all this footage of strawberries levitating, liquids levitating, and in this latest study, they looked at fruit flies to see if their behavior changed in a no-gravity situation.
So levitating in the air, they considered to be like no gravity. They were just floating in the air?
Yeah, so it's the magnetic force is counteracting the force of gravity, and they're floating there. But, you know, they're in these little Petri dishes,
right.
So it's a little bit disappointing to me anyway because I wanted to see them, like, floating all over the place, but they're mostly walking.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that they change their walking speed a lot. They, like, start zipping around. And there's another place you can put them in this magnet where they feel 2G, like double gravity, and they become couch potatoes. They just don't move at all.
Must be pretty heavy, feeling of heavy weight.
Double fruit flies. Yeah, it'd be like walking the two of you.
This is Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow talking with Flora Lichtman about levitating fruit flies.
And other things.
So you have the video up on our website at sciencefriday.com. There is the video of a levitating, not just the fruit flies, but
the water droplets. And the strawberry is my personal favorite. And actually, Richard Hill told me this great story when he levitated. He wanted to levitate beer for scientific reasons, obviously.
Of course.
The question was, what happens to the bubbles in beer when you levitate it? Because the bubbles apparently need a surface to nucleate on.
Right.
So where do they go? So if you put beer in your superconducting magnet, I can't even believe he did this. It's like a $700,000 piece of equipment.
It was New Year's.
but it's documented on his website. And he then, so he puts it in and you don't see any bubbles, which he's filmed with his mm-hmm. camera that he stripped mm-hmm. all the metal out of, by the way. Because it's the magnet problem. And he bends over and sticks a straw into it and verifies that the bubbles are there. They're just not nucleated. So the gas is there. It's just dissolved in the in the beer because there's no glass. So that's what it would be like to drink beer in space, if you've been wondering.
Wow. I'm sure he wants more money for this beer experiment.
Well, he said this is a problem for astronauts because the bubbles don't go up in space. You know, you can't burp in space.
That's right.
All these fun facts.
So if you want to see this, the beer is on the video.
The beer is in a different video, mm-hmm. but you can see water. It looks very similar to the beer.
Water droplets, they are levitated in space. Oh, great. Houdini would love it.
Mm-hmm.
And the strawberry is there.
Mm-hmm.
And did he just throw fruit in there and see what else?
I mean, I think anything little would work. I asked, you know, my first question was like, well, so can you levitate me? When am I going to be levitated? And this was kind of amazing. The diamagnetic susceptibility, this is this weak repulsive force mm-hmm. that we all have, is different when you compare bone to like soft tissue, like your skin. So if you were to levitate a person, he said it's theoretically possible, but you'd probably be levitating your soft tissue higher than your bones. So your bones would kind of drop down and your soft tissue would be holding you up, which sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. Might as well just go to space at that point.
Or would your soft tissue then flip you upside down? Like, if how can I put this delicately? If you have a lot of tissue in your tushy.
What if you have a beer belly?
Well, there you go. Is that side float up?
Higher
than the other bones?
Please tell us. Hopefully, we can find an answer.
Yeah, and this is not something you can build at home, right? Because people are going to say, I got a little bit of magnets, a little of this.
I know. You did suggest that a car battery could be used.
There was like 100 amps going through this, right? I was researching.
120 amps.
A car battery puts that out when you start your engine for a very short period of time. But I don't have that superconducting.
Yeah, that might be the missing component.
Just that missing part that I got to go to Radio Shack and get those pieces for so I can do this one at home.
But, yeah, we're not suggesting.
We're not suggesting anybody. If you want to see the video, it's up on our website at sciencefriday.com. Levitating, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. So now you've gone from we had stuff flying in that little tubes weeks before, mm-hmm. and now we've got levitating stuff.
Yeah, what's next?
You can see the video at our website at sciencefriday.com. Let us know what you think. Maybe you have some suggestions, or you've got a video of your own you want to send along as a companion to that one. Thank you, Flora.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ira.
Our video of the week, pick of the week, Flora Lichtman, our multimedia editor. Our senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berkowitz is our director. Our producers are Christopher Intagliata, Namisha Srinanand, and Alessio Bayak. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Neil Rausch is our technical director at the controls here in New York. Spinning the dials. If you missed any part of our show, go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast, audio and video. And we have a new iPhone app, the SciFry BE Booster Edition. So you go to iTunes and download the new app, SciFry BE. Search for it. It comes right up there. And also, we have our standard Android app, soon to be upgraded. Also, take Science Friday along with you. Audio and the videos. The videos will show up also on the new app, so you can listen and watch the videos at the same time. I'm Ira Flato in New York.